So I keep all of my, like, banter notes on my phone, because you never know when something will just pop in your mind, and you're like, that'd be a good thing to talk about.
I thought you were going to be like, I have IRL banter.
I do that, too.
Hey, so, everybody, how about we talk about this specific subject?
What's an example of non-IRL banter?
I mean, for a podcast. People aren't listening to this IRL. They're listening to it.
We're like talking to the listener?
Yeah, we're talking to the listener.
Okay.
Yeah, but if you were just like at a party and you were just like, hey, I have this banter topic. Do you guys want to talk about it? I just think it'd be a little awkward. That's all.
It would.
When you call it just like an icebreaker, I mean,
yeah.
And icebreakers are awkward.
Yeah, I guess.
Are they? I don't know.
I feel like if I walked up to somebody at a party and was like, do you want to have this IRL conversation? I would then probably get pepper sprayed.
But the notes app that I keep all the banter notes in, all of a sudden started to have ads. And what? Yeah, what? Literally, like, you know those ads that, like, the you, one you have to, like, because it does a thing. Here's what it does. When I open it up, it says, hey, you can pay a dollar or whatever it is, right? And then, or you can skip it. And I hit skip. And then it took me to one of those, like, mini games that, yeah, it was one of those. I'm just like, I fucking hate it. Why can't I just have, like, it was just a notes app. Hmm. Like, I'm literally writing down, I literally wrote down Stone Giant Comedian in there. Because that was an idea that I had.
Yeah.
I was just like, just let me write weird shit, then I'm going to talk about my podcast. what ads do you guys get with this kind of thing? Because mine is always games, and that's probably because I'll download a stupid game every now and then, and so it keeps giving them to me. But what annoying-ass ads do you guys get?
So my family, like extended family, I guess. Well, immediate I'm married now, so, you know, what's immediate, what's extended? Anyways, so my mom uses this grocery list app that kind of, like, syncs across devices, yeah, so you can just, like, add and remove stuff. And I don't think I downloaded the same exact one, but I was like, that's a really good idea. I should download one of those.
Mm-hmm.
So I downloaded one, and, yeah, it hit me with ads. And, of course, it's all, like, you know, Uber Eats, Instacart, that sort of thing. But
wait, that's the opposite of grocery shopping.
I know. they know their demographic, I guess.
You buy food? Here you go.
So what I did is they had an option to actually outright buy it. It was $20 for that app, but I have not regretted it a day in my life.
Really?
Yeah, to not have those stinking ads.
Huh.
Yeah,
huh.
I just have an app that works, and it works great. So Aaron and I, we just, you know, just plop groceries up on there.
Yeah, that sounds like a more convenient version of like a Google Doc or something like that. Yeah,
because they have, like, you can add recipes, and then if you want to add a recipe to a shopping list, you can just go and check all the stuff that you want to add to your shopping list. So you can, like, have whole recipes in there, like, oh, you know.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, oh, do I need this? Do I need this? Do I need this? It's like, no, I have the recipe already in there.
Oh,
pretty okay. Sick.
All right. But no, but you had to pay for it.
I had to pay for it.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I'd rather buy it than have to deal with ads. But a lot of my other ads are very older demographic.
Yeah.
Because I have an AOL account, and they just assume I'm over the age of 60. So I have stuff for, like, one trick to get rid of rheumatoid arthritis. Doctors can't believe this hack. Jeez. To lower your cholesterol.
And you're like, I'm 30. What do you?
So I get a lot of scams. It's like, are you interested in Olga? She's a mature woman in Ukraine. And it's like, and the website is like 50s dating or something like that. And it shows like a woman who's like, in her late 40s.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I swear to God, I get those and manage to scam every time.
I didn't meet a single gilf, not a single one.
I was really disappointed.
Man, I'm really mad about this one because it's really stupid that Rebecca and I, since we live together, like something that she might look at on the internet, I get ads for it. So she's recently started looking at like Instagram reels of people who feed their cats and dogs like super like human food. Like they
oh,
cook
yeah.
them food.
Oh, yeah.
They
yeah.
cook them. They like steam them vegetables. They like put supplements in their food. So it's like really stupid shit. Sorry for anybody who's that into their pets. I don't have any pets anymore, and I never intend to get any more.
They're all dead now.
Aww.
Yeah.
Because you didn't steam them broccoli.
Yeah, whatever. I know people who spend like $200 for like a 2-week supply of food their one dog. It's insane.
People don't even eat for that.
They buy butcher grade meat from a butcher and feed it to them twice a week.
Could I be their dog?
Yeah.
I love that diet. Fuck's sake.
Right?
I grew up with cats and dogs. I absolutely love them. I'm done with pets.
Woof, woof.
I'm too busy.
You traded out the pets for kids.
Anywho, Rebecca started watching all these reels. So now I'm getting bombarded with cat food and dog food ads out of nowhere. I don't have a pet, I don't have a dog, and I don't interact with any pet media on any of my platforms because I live with Rebecca and she's watching these dumb videos. I now get pet food ads.
Little Simon's eating salmon today.
Feed your cat a fresh caught salmon every day and its health would increase.
Like, all right. I go to my local bear and I barter berries for salmon. If you aren't going to your local bear to get the freshest salmon for your sweet little Gigi, then you're a bad pet parent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many blueberries is a whole salmon? What do you think?
The calorie count, well, one salmon can
probably vary. Like 60.
Yeah.
60 least. Blueberries for a salmon?
No, you gotta have like 200. No,
I think it's a bear, so they eat a lot. So.
I'm talking Peruvian blueberries, okay? You ever seen those Peruvian blueberries? They're like three times.
Well, those Peruvian bears are real fucking scoundrels, man. They'll cut you up.
You gotta watch it. They'll scalp you.
And Peruvian salmon are small.
I wonder what kind of bears live in Peru.
A Peruvian one, obviously. See, I'm trying to think of what it's like. Any ads like that pop up, it's usually between FanDuel, and I'm like, I've never gambled once in my life besides on the stock market. but even then, like, that's something I don't mention, talk about that much, and somehow FanDuel, I'm like, I've never had interest in sports bets, for one. But then the other one, I would just get purely Spanish career hiring ads. I don't know why.
Nice.
I'm just like, I understand that.
Like, to be a translator?
No. It's just the entire commercials in just complete Spanish, and I'm like, okay.
Errol gets those a lot. She gets entire Spanish commercials,
and I'm like,
do you like use Duolingo or something?
No.
I was gonna say, because I use Duolingo, but I use it for Scottish Gaelic, and I has sure enough have gotten like trips to Scotland, like those kind of groups. So that makes sense.
The bird's selling your data.
Yeah, right.
No, yeah. The bird's dead, Tim.
Yeah, the bird apparently died. I think.
I thought they faked their death. I saw them going through TSA the other day.
Oh, good for them.
You know what? Whatever they're doing in life, I hope they're doing well.
At least one of us can.
John just gave me a weird look because I keep staring out the window.
You keep
over
staring,
his
and I'm just like, "What the fuck are you?"
Well,
looking
we're
at?
On our third episode of this day at the cabin recording, and I've yet to see a squirrel since Tim mentioned the squirrels. On
Tim
the opening
mentioned
band,
that
two episodes
one squirrel.
Ago. So I'm looking for my squirrel because I want a squirrel sign, and I found there was a deer. There was a fucking deer out the.
Wait,
deer
is that sign. Why on break you're out back?
No, it was over here, next behind John.
Deer sign. But, I saw a dog earlier.
It's like wandering farther behind the house, so I'm like leaning farther, and John's like, "What the fuck are you looking at?"
He just keeps leaning and looking like at my back. I'm just like, "What the fuck?"
Just looking at the deer. But yeah, it's on the squirrels. I don't have a squirrel sign yet.
It's weird, actually, not seeing any. I'm thinking about it.
John killed the last squirrel.
Yeah.
The last squirrel.
No, not the last one. I killed a couple.
You got to find the rest of them.
I think it's called a clutch of dead squirrels.
We're going to find like a pile of dead squirrels in the back of Drake's car when we go to load it up.
I left them there. I'm sorry.
God.
You got to make sure Jake sees it so all of his NPCs
God,
die.
God, come on.
It's like a cat. It's like I bring Jake a bunch of dead squirrels. It's like, do you love me now?
I love you less.
Why though?
By the way, I looked up what bears are in Peru, and they're spectacled bears.
Oh,
yeah, they sound like bears. Distinguished gentlemen.
Yeah. What do they look like? I don't know what a spectacled bear looks like.
They have like a blonde face, actually. Oh. They're very pretty.
I think I've seen this before.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those.
Yeah.
Yes.
They look smaller. Like they don't look like your typical black bear. They look like
smaller than black
looks
bears.
Like a reverse panda.
Yeah. Oh, God. Aww. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Oh, they're kind of cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
He wouldn't rip your face off.
Yeah, I have seen those bears before.
So blueberry bartering is definitely on the table then.
Maybe.
Yeah. The spectacle or Andean bears. Oh, Andean bears are the... Oh my god, I typed in Peru Bears and it started talking about Paddington. That's funny.
Paddington went to Peru.
That's right.
Google AI didn't really say that correctly, but no, it's Andean Bears. So they do look like that. They probably just go by many different names. Well, I'm sure Elkwood had a few horrible ads playing in his mind when he was dominated.
Oh my god.
Are you sick of normal hands? Well, let me introduce you to reverse hands.
Your mind went to purgatory.
Oh, you're my just, like, God. Sitting
there watching commercials.
That is a curse spell.
And then all Roger Rakshasa ads.
It's like a normal person trying to pick up something. And it's like, normal hands are so clumsy.
These reverse hands, they can pick up anything. Become a rock Sasha today. You know, it's like, what the fuck?
That's how that works?
You just become one?
But you guys went for a much needed long rest.
Yes.
You guys do your rest. Do you guys want to do anything in the night? I know you guys are healing up. But
yes.
Like, okay.
So
okay, good.
Kezra has drained 4. Oh, I have to rest for 4 days in order to be undrained.
What does drain do to you?
Lowers your con, max hit points, and fortitude.
Yes,
my max hit points are 94 right now. They're normally, what?
140 or something?
They're normally 138.
No. Okay.
Yeah. I am majorly kicking myself that I took Mercy of the Mind instead of Mercy of the Body. Like, I could have...
You did it because of our will saves. Yeah. So it's still the right call. Just
yeah.
It would be useful right now.
We weren't expecting wraiths, I'm just saying.
However, so on after like our first morning,
okay,
we're kind of healed up. Kezra, we're like around the fire doing breakfast or some shit.
Benson, I'm making eggs.
Benson's got his chef hat on.
Yeah,
he's like, "What's your crafting?" I don't have any.
What does your apron say? What's your cooking apron say?
Big fuck.
Makes no sense, but it's there, whatever. Not a cooking pun, just big fuck.
Yep. Gonna add that to the merch idea.
Apron.
Alright, yep. So Benson's in there in his big fuck apron, his chef's hat, cooking us up some bacon.
we were doing some improv shit this morning. It's like, just say the first thing that comes to mind. Big fuck.
Yeah. Oh,
all right.
That's John. That's where his mind goes. And so while he's waiting for his food, he's holding up the rune stone that we found with the keen rune.
Yes.
And he's looking at all of you. All right. This is one of the better things that we have found on this adventure. This is a 13th level rune.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
and big shit. I can etch it today.
What?
It takes 1 day to etch to transfer from a runestone. You, as long as you have magical crafting and artisan's tools, which we do, is a DC 31. It's tough. So I can attempt this, and because it's transferring, it doesn't cost anything either.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
Any one of these 4 days, I can attempt. Or each of these 4 days, I can attempt that DC 31 because I am a master in crafting, so I can hit that DC. I can attempt it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a +2 strike and rune, so I don't think I can.
No. Those are fundamental runes. These are property runes. So yeah. His bow has 2 property runes on it because it's a +2.
Mm-hmm. But I also have a shifting rune.
You have a shifting rune. It's not a +2 weapon. It's a +1 weapon.
No, it's a +2 weapon. +2 weapon. Striking with a shifting rune.
So you can fit another fundamental rune.
Yeah. I think it might work better with him.
Why?
And it could also go on your it could go on your Morningstar because of the piercing. But you wouldn't. It would take away utility with your bludgeoning because it'd be you just basically use piercing all the time unless bludgeoning is definitely the better option.
That's true. Yeah. Because I mean, in that way, like I would ask you to say what type it is first because I don't want you to like roll a natural 19 and then be like, and it's piercing. So I'll make sure to do it like that, just so there's still like, so you still need to like plan it out. But
so it could be etched onto the spikes of your Morningstar.
I've already got a shifting rune, so
I mean I have my death drinking, so
and you don't have a melee weapon with fundamental with a property with a
the only one I have is the one with wounding,
Okay, so you have wounding. So
that's a plus
but one. But it's a plus one, though.
Yeah.
So I don't have a plus two melee weapon.
Okay, so really...
So
it could be you, or it could be Benson.
I would
Benson
say
or...
Benson might be better just because he can swing so often.
It could also go on your star knife.
It's a plus one.
It's
returning.
I do feel like I've taken a lot of the buffing items recently.
I'm just thinking right now... See, the problem is like I take plus twos by using my other skills in order to buff that. So it's kind of like I don't have to roll 19s and stuff like in order to try to get a crit.
And I feel like a lot of my turn, I have to raise my shield. I have to spend an extra raise shield. I have Void Warp. I have, you know, Battle Prayer, Sacred Defense.
Yeah, you have lots of different ways that you provide utility and other types of damage.
So
Benson really has only one source of damage.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you attack a lot.
Yes.
And the amount of times you're like, oh, 19. Oh, just a hit.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Like, let's be honest. When was the last time I rolled a 19?
All I'm saying is that Benson's weapon is about to be a fucking legendary blade.
And we've just talked about how often you roll 19 specifically.
Yes. Yeah. You rolled 19, yeah. I think, several times in the past couple episodes.
Statistically, because you can spend your whole turn attacking.
Yeah.
Because you get your rear reaction, it's just that's just a smart move. That's a smart move, I think.
I'll take it as... If that's...
Yeah, no.
I think it's the right call.
Yeah.
It's Benson.
Here's the kicker, though, okay? We're talking about a sacred weapon of Iomade being crafted upon by a follower of Asmodeus. I just wanted to bring that up.
I follow Asmodeus. I just don't give a shit.
Yeah, he doesn't give a shit, all right?
Maybe I'm dabbling.
Tim, in a world where gods clearly physically exist, it's okay to be an atheist.
Okay. So you're going to put the keen on his bastard sword?
Yeah, if we're in agreement that we're going to rest.
Well, it's still a hammer, and you just, all of a sudden it's a bastard sword again.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and that's the other thing, too, is that, like...
If you change it into a bludgeoning weapon, the keen rune would just go dormant.
Right, but which is fine, because the only time you do that anyway is when you want to get past damage reduction, so it's all good.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll say this.
Uh-oh.
You guys spend your day here, but Grimshaw, you feel something nagging the back of your mind, knowing that there are slaves waiting there.
Yeah.
I don't have to go in, like, drain zero. Like, I can... If we did one 2 days and got me down to drain two, that wouldn't be bad. Or if drain one, it just depends on pressure.
Yeah.
We've caused a lot of shit, and they're probably
getting pissy.
Yeah, they're probably eager to change plans or leverage slaves or leave.
Yeah, like what if they start using them as
meat shields?
Yeah.
All right. So
I'm okay with us spending this day here. I think the rune could be a great benefit to the House Black. I know that you are gravely injured by that Dreadwraith. I don't think we can make wait war more than one day. Just hang in the back. We'll protect you, I promise.
Alright. Let me get to work on this. I think by tomorrow I'll be good.
By tomorrow I would be drained too.
Because that works?
Because we already slept once.
Yeah. Yep.
That's true.
And I need a full day to craft.
Yeah.
Alright. So let's hope I hit this craft.
So you have to hit a...
31.
What's your crafting?
19.
Okay, yeah. That's a decent...
I'm a master in crafting. It's
what pretty, happens when you fail?
Right now, I have a 17. You fail, it's just not successful.
Okay.
There's no real... Because it's off of a runestone, there's no real cost other than time.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's not the worst thing.
So, there's literally no downside to this.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
Yeah, try it.
Well,
the install fails.
Install fails. Restart.
God damn it, Microsoft!
Do we get the wrong driver version again?
Restart computer. You're like, wait, what?
We've restarted 5 times already.
I'm trying to remember if we...
Where's tech support? I don't know what to do.
I'm trying to install this rune, and now it's saying it needs to do a scan of my entire computer? No. Turn that off.
Don't do that. You gotta download...
You have plus two with your special... Because don't you have, like, special crafting tools?
I have... All right, yeah. So we have... I was looking to see if we have Sterling
artisan tools, but I don't think so. But yeah, didn't we get some goggles or some shit?
Some goggles of crafting?
There, I thought we got something.
Oh. You're the craft guy. Yeah, that you can make Jake look through three books of the adventure.
Yeah, I'm gold scale, no. Oh, wait, that's alchemist tools. We have expanded alchemist tools.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, okay, that's not what that is. Tools. And you have the belt of crafting, but that was for woodworking. Right. Yeah, so, yeah, not gonna help you here.
Okay. What if my sword's made of wood?
Oh, and then I shipped it back into adamantium.
So, a 17. Pretty tough roll. But not okay, so impossible.
So he's got to get a 14? Because it 31 total, right? That's what you have to get?
Yeah.
Okay.
14 or better.
Can't you have him re-roll?
Can Benson aid in any way?
You guys could certainly aid. If you have crafting or probably arcana, you could aid.
I thought Grimshaw did.
I think somebody can aid with crafting.
I don't have crafting.
No. I don't.
I thought, didn't Grimshaw have...
I have arcana.
Didn't you have something that allows you to reroll or something? Like a luck thing?
Oh. God, the timeline.
Yeah.
Well, that... Is that...
Is that battle only, or is that...
It might be... I think it's like a next check sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. So that's definitely a combat thing. It's not a... Over the course of a day kind of deal.
Right.
Okay.
So everybody at home, raise your hands and give Kelly your power.
All right, so
you're not doing it. I can tell.
All right, so it's going to be a straight up roll, right?
He's done it.
Yeah, so just straight roll. Nobody's helping you.
No help coming.
You're on your own, McCoy.
James, give us a thumbs up.
14.
All right, we got help.
All right, so we've failed this. It's James' fault, and he has to leave.
Without the car.
You're walking home, buddy. Natural 20.
Oh my god.
Let's go.
There it is.
It was mad. You can stay. You can stay, James. In fact, how about you stay the entire time?
Yep.
James gave the finger guns.
James can't leave now.
Natural 20. Benson's sword is an adamantine, shifting, keen, plus two striking.
Oh
this
my
is,
god.
This is a legend. Sword. This is a legendary sword.
Yeah. It's getting there, yeah.
It is a fucking heroic weapon.
Mm-hmm. You gotta name it, man. At this point.
Did he name it Nail?
Yeah, it's...
Yeah.
The hilt is literally looks like a bunch of melted, smashed together nails.
Nails, yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay.
Oh, God, that felt good.
Alrighty.
Made my dick rock hard.
With your newly improved weapon, so you guys are resting one more day and then going in?
Yeah. We went through the night. We did this crafting the following day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I will be drained, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say, like, during that entire day, like, Elk also would be kind of... I wouldn't try to say the word sulking, but he is not, like, in his right head still. Like, so he's trying to, like, get his thoughts correct again.
I think there's probably a moment when you're, like, you're clearly out of it.
Yeah.
But I think Benson just walks up with two, like... Obviously, Kezra's working on his sword, but, like... machetes we picked up or anything, and he just throws one at you, and he's just like, come on. Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, like, and he catches it. It's just, like, his reflex. He just catches it. But he's just kind of, like, looking at it. Kind of like that you're, in like, in a brain fog still. And kind of, like, shakes his head for a moment. But then kind of tries to get back into it. But you can
pick it up?
Yeah. I mean, like, he caught it.
Ben just swings at you.
Then it's kind of like a half-hearted, like, dodge kind of out of the way. Like, he's slightly wounded from it. Like, he's...
Okay, Benson's like, not trying to actually hurt
you. No, he's dead now. He's dying, too. He's bleeding out. My God, he's dead.
No, but he swings, and you, like, do this half-hearted little push away from his swing, and then as you push it across the body, Benson literally just shoves you as hard as he can back.
Yeah.
And Benson's just like, come on! Elkwood, fight!
And... It's kind of like it might be something that would work for most other people, but like he's just he's not into it right now, and he just disappears like into the forest. He just like looks at you. He's just like, I'm sorry, I need a moment, and he just disappears into the woods, like just like stealth just vanishes.
I think Benson realizes that probably did not do the right thing there.
Yeah, it's kind of like the pressure of that sort of thing. Like, the fact that he was out that entire combat, and the fact that if you guys died, he would be absolutely fucked, like, at that point. Like, it was just, like, the realization of having someone dive that deep into his head and just control him like that did not work well with him mentally.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and...
You would be the sole owner of Breach Hill, though.
If I got out there. What if that would make sense? Yeah.
But Vakas goes into your pockets, finds the deed. Oh, very, very nice.
No!
I own this castle now? Weird. He's like, wait a second, it's not even fully built. And he just throws it away.
I'm going to eat so many people in that castle.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, it's just like he's just needs a day to recoup a little bit. But, like, yeah, I mean, like, he's... From part of his history and stuff of dealing with people kind of pressuring him into a lot of stuff to a point that he kind of adapted to it, having it kind of like reset him for a moment. And so he's just trying to figure himself back out.
Well, while Elkwood takes some time to recenter himself, is anybody else doing anything in the day that you guys are taking?
I think I'd probably want to train with Benson. Any moment that Grimshaw gets to train under he who wears a cloak is, I mean, a great honor, so...
Benson, yeah, I'm so awesome.
I like the thing, he's just like, no, I don't want to. And he just leaves. He just walks away.
Yeah.
As usual, Benson, your tactics in the last combat were incredible.
I almost died.
A battle where you combat with your life is still a battle won. Tell me, I've seen you practice. Might we, spar together?
Yes, do you want to, learn the traditional black form?
I thought you'd never ask.
So again, go through the motions. So, regardless of what weapon you carry, you put one hand over your heart in case you have a shield covering your heart. Holding the weapon above your head, symbolizing that the weapon is what is more important than your life. And then you go to attack. And the faster person first touch wins. I'm going to say we're using sticks because you have a fucking flail. You can't really blunt that.
Yeah. Unless he holds it backwards. And hits you with the handle.
It doesn't work.
No.
Yeah, we find some nice sturdy sticks.
Yeah. So, using your attack, let's roll. Whoever gets the highest was the one that was the first to agilely strike.
All right.
It's that time in the episode where I share with you a dice giveaway code, and you go enter it into our Discord in the giveaways thread. Today's code is Jake is the greatest GM. Just as a disclaimer, no, Jake did not come up with these discount or these bonus entry codes. That was all me. So head on over to the Discord, go to the giveaways thread, and enter in Jake is the greatest GM. All right, stay tuned for the last giveaway code.
Think you got me.
You might have me. I only rolled a 9. I
rolled a 5.
Yeah, I got you. Yep.
Clack. I kicked your fucking ass.
So spin, bam, touch. He catches you right there. It doesn't hurt. He just...
Yeah.
You know. Want to go again?
Again.
2 out of 3.
Huh?
19.
3. Oh. 1 for 1.
Clap.
Twelve.
19.
That is why... You are a weapon. Thank you for allowing me into this. It is, I've heard tales of it, but I knew it was a closely guarded secret, so...
Grimshaw, I have fought with many, many honorable knights. I understand that you have gone through some turmoil in your home. Know the rose... will always have a place at House Black. I need men like you.
Thank you. That means a lot. I have kind of been a wandering knight, as it were, my whole life. Just looking for the next lead. It would be nice to have a place I could call home.
I was a wandering knight for years. I more or less lost myself until I found myself at Breach Hill.
So you lost yourself traveling? Was it just inward, losing yourself?
I lost someone.
I see.
And I do not think I can talk about that right now.
Yeah, Grimshaw sees the... Maybe your eyes getting a little red. Maybe some tears welling up. And you see Grimshaw kind of returns the look. His eyes are getting a little glossy.
I know what it is to lose someone. I don't know if who you lost can be found, but I hold out hope for mine that he can be found.
For a second, Benson just looks up at the sky. It's the gods can find her.
See Grimshaw stifling a little bit.
I know what that is like as well.
He thinks back to all of people from the Crimson Briar who he's lost just so recently.
Yeah, very recently.
And in this like emotional moment, Benson just like looks back where this cave is. I'm gonna kill every single one of them. Every single one.
We'll do it together.
Just grab your dice.
The day goes on. Crafting and the bonding of fighting back against evil and centering oneself. Brings everybody together in this. We go to the next day. You guys rest up. Okay.
Elkwood, do you feel good to go?
Yeah, and it's like, I'm assuming this is the next day, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
He still kind of has like a look in his eye, but he's like, he kind of nods and goes, yes, let's just finish this, please.
Yesterday during the day, Kezra was focused on the sword the whole time. Just like with his artisan tools, just like chiseling these runes, like it's like this magical transfer, like using the tool, combination of tools and magic to get this stone to transfer this rune to this sword. And then like at the end of the night, I like part of my ritual is like I wiped the blade and like wrapped it in like I like wrapped it in like these just like cloth wraps, but then like I enchant them, and then as the sun's rising, I just like slide the sword out of these wrappings, and it's just like glistening and like it looks brand new. I touched it all up for you, all the any dings are gone, blood's removed, and it's like. Like the day was first forged, only better. These new runes covering them glints off the sunlight, and I just like two hand to Benson.
Your hand would feel stronger if you were holding your soul.
Yes, I was thinking that.
Yes.
Picks it up, looks at it, puts a strong hand on Kessler's shoulder. Yes, this is what we are doing, and this is a good work.
This is my best work I've ever done. I've never been more confident in something I've crafted before. I don't think anybody's more deserving of this than you.
Oh, Jesus.
You are the best of us. You need to finish this. You've cut through them all so far.
Oh, my God. There's some serious hype going on right now.
As we talked about, Kezra's right. If anyone should wield this blade, it should be the one who has borne the mantle, who is her blade. And now you are sharper than before.
Look to Elk. Mm-hmm. So, to war?
Yes, Tubal.
Let's put these fuckers in the dirt.
Yes.
Straight to fucking earth. Let's go.
Let's go.
You make your way back to the quarry.
Oh boy.
Some big dick energy on right now.
I'm going to bring you guys to the large quarry map.
Ah.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. They've had 2 days.
It only takes 30 minutes to walk across this place.
God. I'm so tired.
Right. I'm going to go ahead and activate that map. Let me know when it loads in for everybody.
Loaded.
Okay.
Slowly loaded.
Oh, it's that's pixelated.
That's chunky.
Yeah, remember this thing is like 400 feet wide? How tall is it?
No. It's, well, I think it's more than that, actually. Oh, maybe it does. I don't know.
Well, if you're the Eagles running back, you could make this in, like, you know, nothing.
10 seconds.
Okay.
Fuck, that's almost 2 rounds.
Yeah, I mean, so each square, the squares that you see that are actually drawn on the map, not the ones that are generated in Foundry, but the ones that are actually drawn on the map by the artist are 35, I think it's like 35 or 40-ish feet. And there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
looks like it's 40 by 40.
9, 10, 11. Yeah, so it's about 400 feet across.
Jesus.
It'll take me like 3 days to get across these.
one and a third of a football field.
So you guys are approaching this.
Yeah, snipers have been taken out, so we'd have no more fear of this area.
As far as we know, at least. Yeah. It was the two that, I think that's what that one giant said, right?
Yes.
Just two of them?
Yep. Adrian told you there was two snipers.
Just two?
And in the Rakshasa's room, there was also, if we want to head back there.
Yeah. I mean, the only one that would be alive is that...
The prisoners are here. Yeah. We need to free them first.
I mean, we definitely do. And I think the only one that was left was that... Remember that poisoner that just ran through?
Well, yeah.
But, I mean, like, I just don't know what's up with them.
So we want to get the prisoners out?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, as Jake has recently informed me... Well, first off, can we get up to the cages?
The cages that are in the pit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Elk should go forward looking for traps.
Okay.
Yes.
As you guys get to the center, as you guys get to the entrance of the quarry, you see something standing in the center of the cages.
Oh, fuck.
Fudge.
You see, let me go ahead and pull up the picture here.
I'm scared.
Are you fucking ready for the worst thing you've ever seen in your life?
God. Yes.
This place has already been so horrible.
It's another orangutan.
Oh, but wait. That thing.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What are you?
Excuse me?
This isn't cyberpunk.
No, it's not.
This looks like Starfinder.
What was this? Found in the Man of Waste? Come on, where was he?
So
this isn't Pathfinder.
So this is a... The upper torso of a man, okay? Robotic... Four robotic armor legs. And he has two robotic-looking arms with giant scythe... like scythe claws on the end of them. His eyes are needles sticking out from his face.
What?
Fuck.
What you hear echoing is his moans and groans of pain.
Oh, God.
This is like Hellraiser meets Warhammer.
Honestly, it reminds me if you ever played BioShock Infinite.
Yeah.
Like there was the whole idea of those I forget what they're called, but they were the big automatons, but they have the person inside of them, and it was supposed to be a privilege to be that, but they were ultimately kept alive and trapped into those.
So that thing is standing in the center of it.
Oh jeez. Oh, he's a Tyler.
Can we identify it?
We're very far away. Yeah, you're very far away. Gotcha. If you would like, you can go ahead and make a religion check against it. It's big. You can see it.
I don't think there's anything religious about this.
I think you need to start buffing us right now, Kazra.
Excuse you, tech priest? Come on.
Knowledge, tech?
Knowledge, Warhammer? Lore?
Middling role for religion for Benson. Literally a 10.
Literally a 10, holy crap.
32 religion.
No, I need to find religion.
Oh.
28 untrained.
Okay.
28.
Not gonna try.
Luckily, Grimshaw got it.
Wow. Thank God.
This is an Introlector.
The pain guys.
The pain guys.
The pain guys. Oh my gosh, you're right. Pain guys.
Yeah, the pain guys.
Introlectors are the most talented surgeon sculptors of the Velstrax, carving away flesh and replacing it with new body parts of muscle, sinew, and metal.
Oh my god.
Each Introlector structures their individual appearance carefully, but all are towering, multi-limbed amalgamations of the strongest limbs, densest bones, and sharpest metals they can find. They continually search for new material to graft their forms, and their slain foes are rarely found intact. As little more is valuable to Introlectors than powerful opponents' legs, eyes, or even brain. Introlectors average about 9 feet tall and weigh approximately 800 pounds.
Yeah, so Grimshaw, we zoom into his eyes, and as we zoom back out, same eyes, but a much smaller form, you see that he's back when he's a child. And you see there is a great parade, and the Umbral Court is making a rare appearance.
Make way for the Umbral Court. Pledge your fealty. Offer your praise.
You see a little, barker cry out. And there's a regular procession of guards dressed in, jet black obsidian armor. We see creatures with chains. Are they humanoid? Are they not? And then flanking each side of the procession, it's four, are four of these beings moaning in agony. And Grimshaw is just scared out of his mind. And you see him trembling to his knees, just for fear of his life, that these things will take him out. You see one just clomp, 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 inches from him, it feels like, but even though it's probably 10, 12 feet away, he just feels like they could just reach out and just snap his neck.
Ugh.
And we just zoom back out.
Yeah, I'll add this. As it's walking by the crowd that's, surrounding the street, it lightly puts its hand out to, some woman, and it's just like, I desire your eyes. And just continues walking.
I don't like that.
No, it's a compliment. He likes your eyes.
Grimshaw just sees this ceremonial mutilation just happened before it. You only see the shadow, the viewer doesn't get to see it actually happening, but Grimshaw saw it, and he just looks frozen, paralyzed.
These are the most elite Velstrax I've only seen once. The power is unmatched. But we have the champion of Iopate. We have the champion of Iopate. We have the champion of Iopate.
You see Grimshaw just muttering that to himself over and over.
No pressure.
All right, go up there, Benson. Fight it. One-on-one.
Would we know anything about...
Oh, yeah, what do I actually, know about him mechanically?
Yes,
if
so...
I should use a hammer or not.
Yeah, I think I'd like to know, resistances.
Immunities, weaknesses, that kind of thing.
Yes.
Okay. They have immunity to cold.
Yeah.
Which, you knew Velstrax had that anyway. Right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But they have a weakness, holy and silver.
Okay, so no actual resistance though, slashing.
I can do holy damage.
Yeah,
holy damage.
We have tons of Dawn Silver, but
yeah, but they're just ingots, right?
it's just ingots.
You just throw a brick of it at it,
I think you made it into armor or something, didn't you?
You thought about it.
I think it's a level too high or something. I wasn't the right level to
I can do holy damage, but it's going to cost me
a focus point. Focus points.
Yeah. Oh, another thing we talked about off air was coating arrows in all these poisons that we found for you.
Oh, true.
So you can use them whenever you...
Let's go against the biomechanical thing.
Did we look at those rules? It's just like a 1 minute application sort of thing.
I didn't look at the rules, but...
Okay. We all need to look at the rules.
I don't feel like you have to be a rogue to put poison on a weapon.
I don't know how to do it otherwise.
We can look at it. It might take crafting. I don't know.
Yeah, chemical poison requires two hands.
And I got one.
I only have one.
I only have one hand. The coolest rope is right here. Yeah, because I thought usually, like, putting poison on something, it just requires an action usually. But I didn't think it required
a craft. It probably takes more than one action. I think rogues can do it for, like, one action, or they can do it as part of an attack with certain feats or something.
True.
So
I think anybody can just put poison on a weapon.
There's no restrictions.
Like, I think it just takes time.
So with that particular role, they are not immune or resistant to slashing?
Nothing like that.
Okay, that's good.
If you're looking at immunities and weaknesses...
Then you're keen sword.
Yeah. I'm keened.
Yep. Keened up. Yep. And then, Elkwood, you have... a Wyrmidon poison arrow, a Lich Dust poison arrow, and then two giant Wasp Venom poison arrows.
The only thing with the Lich poison arrow, I feel like that's kind of useless for us, just because
it takes so long.
Yeah, doesn't it take like 10 minutes actually?
Yeah, 10 minute onto.
Like, hey, if we all die in 10 minutes, you'll be sorry. And then he crits it, you're like,
Okay,
you're fine.
Also, we had talked about this before, Jake, about using trick magic item to summon a celestial.
Okay.
The thing with trick magic item is it's a three action thing, but trick magic item costs an action. So would it be okay if I used it now? It's like, do we have 12 seconds before we approach that I could cast this?
Because
we're gonna have to walk up.
I was gonna say, because you're gonna have to walk up. So you could do that because you know you're going in. Yeah, you can take the 12 seconds to do it, sure.
Okay.
You got any buffs you want to throw on us, Kazra?
Yeah, that's probably a good idea, huh? As we get close. I'll do... God, this is so dirty. Mountain Resilience on both of you.
Thanks,
both
Slay.
Both champions.
It's not dirty at all. What are you talking about? You got this guy with claw hands and...
I can't even imagine what this guy's hit is going to be.
I know, I'm terrified.
Yeah, I feel like he's going to do some beefy damage. Beefy damn.
I said, like, he looks like something out of Warhammer.
Yeah,
like he straight up like
he pretty much is the God, what are the guys that are stuck into the
Necrons?
I was thinking of what are the things that the Space Marines use that Dreadnoughts?
Yeah,
that where like the Dreadnought is literally just like the brain of a guy that was too angry to die, so they just put him in a giant like tank like mech thing. And they only wake him up to go fight.
Yeah, because
so, like,
existence is pain.
Yeah, existence is pain, and so the Space Marines would wake them up and then be like, "Go fight the Necrons." Jeez.
That's basically what this looks like.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the weirdly most futuristic thing so far. Like, you know, you had the Needler, which you're like, "Oh, it's a brain in a jar" and stuff like that, but it still kind of had like wooden features. But this is just like, oh shit! Like, how the hell they get this technology?
Yeah, so Mountain Resilience for each of you, 5 physical, 5 resistance to physical damage. Yeah, I think that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're gonna need all that shit for this.
Oh, definitely. I'm just making sure. The problem being with it, the space is so damn big, because I do want to do a perception check around to make sure that, like, as soon as we pull aggro on this guy, like, there's not gonna be someone else. That's just like waiting in the wings.
I mean, undoubtedly, there's gonna be someone else. Let's be honest.
He was actually the guy cleaning up. he has a push broom attachment. It's fine. How else do you expect him to get those giant bodies out?
It's the most terrifying fucking janitor I've ever seen.
Like, what, you expect all the poisoners to pull those giant bodies out?
He's like, my union dues don't pay for me to fight adventurers. Just keep sweeping.
he spins the brooms around real fast. Just, if you happen to get in the way, well, can't stop you.
Man, that first 19 that Benson swings is going to be just epic.
Come on, man. I'm not going to roll a single 19 now.
Hey, when he rolls that 19, we're all going to cheer.
I believe. You roll 19 so frequently.
All the time. Are you looking for that?
The deer was right outside the window and just walked behind the house, so. I saw it licking its butthole.
Is that a good sign? Is that a deer sign?
Yeah, what's the deer sign mean if it's licking its butthole, Tim?
There's no such thing as deer signs.
Yeah, deer signs don't exist, you
deer
idiot.
Deer literally suck. They are only good for eating.
but squirrel signs. That's a science.
I hate deer.
I'm trying to find out what
like shooting them.
Skill check.
Exactly. They're good dead and being eaten.
Yeah, like we did earlier.
Otherwise, they're just trying to
that was a good
fuck your cars up.
The GM determines the DC based on the item's level, possibly adjusted depending on item or situation. So I'm trying to use the Summon Celestial.
Okay.
It's a level 5 item, I think. Let me see what the base actually is. It's a level 5 spell, so I'm guessing it's a level 5 item. Maybe it's a level 7 item, because it's a scroll.
Well, no, isn't the scroll whatever spell you put into it at that level? Or am I remembering?
Scroll. Does it talk about item level or spell level?
Summon Celestial isn't a tech. You know, you can't look up Scroll of Celestial. It's just there's like scroll rules, and then you apply
there, there's
spell
a table
to it.
Somewhere for scroll level.
Okay, so you just need the DC to try to trick the scroll.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Do you want to do it, but do you have an idea of the creature you want to summon?
Yes.
Okay. What level is the creature, and then I'll make it that DC?
Creature is a level 4 creature.
Oh, so this should be an easy DC then.
I would hope so.
Yeah, because if I just go DC by level, which is like that's what you do anyway. Like, if you don't know, just DC by level. So a level 4 creature, if you do DCs by level, it's a DC 19.
Okay. Oh, well, it might be an automatic success because I'm rolling religion, and my religion is plus 19.
Okay, so just don't natural one. And
just don't roll one, Tim.
Wait, hold on. So it's a ninth level item.
Ninth level item. You're right.
Oh,
so
okay.
We should probably use level-based DC.
Okay, that's what I'm doing. Okay, so 26 then. 26. So not a gimme, but...
10.
Do we have a hero point?
For this final fight, you do have a hero point. I'm glad you asked, because I meant to give you guys one.
Hey! Come on.
Woo-hoo!
Come on.
We'll live forever.
17 on the die.
Okay.
Right on.
Alright, so what are you summoning?
I am summoning a Karna.
Karna?
Karnas are secretive and tireless sentinels and scouts patrolling the outer sphere untamed wilds for evil to eliminate and keeping small communities safe from demons, devils, and worse. They resemble ornate statuesque creatures with 4 stag-like heads and golden horns. When requested to do so by their allies, especially the Otterastal, not in this case, they journey into the universe and patrol dangerous frontier areas, secretly performing acts of kindness such as leading hunters to food, helping lost children, and driving off evil creatures.
What was the name of that again?
Karna.
Karna.
Q-A-R-N-A.
Yep.
Oh, cool. They're sick. They're ranged, and they do holy damage.
How does it enter our plane?
How does that... You see, there's like... as I trick this scroll into working, like the scroll is... like the magical energy looks like it's starting to go awry. And then there's a little twinkling blue light. The Chronoworm has willed another timeline. And suddenly the scroll literally looks like it glitches out of existence. Like bzz, 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 and it appears again. And bursting forth from the scroll are shreds of white peeled bark. And from that arises the Karna with its white skin. Its stag-like body, and it stands on 2 legs covered in
white leaves, mm-hmm. golden bow, and it steps out of the scroll.
I think it's dope looking.
Yeah. I aim to serve,
it says.
We have a Valstrax that we must abolish. It is keeping these people hostage. Please, we request that you help us.
The cost of freedom is at hand. And I would like you all to roll initiative.
Oh boy. Oh.
It's time to call on the Chrono Worm again. Destabilize my timeline.
Eh.
Oh, made it. Yes.
Okay, I'll take it.
Okay, let me make sure everybody's in here.
I don't have the option to roll intimidation.
No, and I will explain why in a second.
Because there's no way I can intimidate this thing.
Well, that's also really true. I will go ahead. I'll roll initiative for the Karna. Here, 15.
How do you threaten something that loves violence upon itself?
Yeah. I'll tuck you into bed.
I'll kiss you goodnight. I'll give you a listening ear to hear all your problems and offer emotional support.
I'll read you green eggs and ham.
Grimshaw, what'd you get?
I destabilized my timeline successfully. So I got a 36.
Okay.
As good as it gets, boys.
Damn.
Benson, what'd you get?
30.
30 even. Okay. Elkwood.
I say he was stealthing 35.
Kezzer?
31.
I'm going last.
The Interlocutor rolls.
He's like 50, just to be honest.
43, actually.
Just a 43.
That wasn't that far off.
So here's what happens. As you guys begin to go out,
oh god,
do you see way up here in the north, there's some like grooves. It looks like sort of like grooves where like water would pour down.
Yeah. In like the north center of the map?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Water comes rushing out of those spots.
Oh, shit.
We've got to get the hostages out.
And they begin to fill the pits.
Oh, you bastard.
Jake's like, if you would have just kept exploring, you could have disabled that.
I have an idea. You might have to keep the Interlocutor, though, like, busy.
It's fine. You got this. We believe in you. Good
Grimshaw.
Luck.
Grimshaw's quivering. You're like, I have to go. And I'm like,
but you're the weapon.
You're the one who takes all the hits, generally.
but you're the weapon.
You're her blade. I don't know if I could do this, Benson.
I just grabbed you.
Strength.
We're no good to the slaves if we're dead. Focus on the fight.
Okay. You guys go around the corner and you see this wave of water just come crashing down and filling the quarry and filling the pits, and you begin to hear the screams.
Help! The water! Help!
The Interlocutor turns, says,
oh, someone to inflict pain. Come to me, buddies.
Let the pain speak to me.
We have such sights to show you.
Grimshaw, it is your turn.
Oh man,
where are we located right now?
Yeah, are we closer?
Oh yeah. So yeah, you guys are you guys are just coming out. So you're at the mouth there. So
we're that far
it's
away.
It's gonna take us fucking 8 turns just to get.
Okay, well then you wouldn't summon the Celestial until you were in range because it's only a minute.
Well,
it's gonna take us like 4 rounds to get there.
I mean, I have to do it out of combat, I think, is it?
That
was a struggle with it, yeah.
And I also have to sustain the spell, so I'm going to have 2 actions.
But we can actually get Vermirian on this fight.
We can.
Yeah, we can.
Yep.
I'm going to actually spend my first 2 actions activating my cloak so I can have the bonus to speed, because I need to cover ground fast.
All right.
That's it. I sustain the summon.
Okay.
Oh, I sustained the summon, so they have 2 actions.
Yes. I might be able to give you control.
Yeah, because they have a speed of 35 feet, and their range is a range increment of 100 for their composite longbow. Whoa, they have translocate. They have translocate?
Yes.
Holy crap. Sick.
What's translocate?
It's Dimension Door.
Oh my gosh.
Yep, they have Light, Charm, Sure Strike, Animal Messenger, Translocate, and True Speech. That's nice.
Yeah, True Speech is great.
I'm just going to be running like the first three rounds.
I mean, you can use your cloak.
Yeah.
Or unless we all go together. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's really hard for me to measure because I have a touchpad, but like, how far is the Karna from...
Let's say you summoned it next to you.
Okay. Yeah.
You summoned it 30 feet in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep, 30 feet in front.
Got it.
Yep, definitely.
So, let me move it. That works. 30 feet in front of you would be here. And then, God almighty.
Jake just can't let us have nice things.
How far does translocate go?
It's like 500 feet. Oh. Right, no, it might be smaller. It might be 120.
120.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out if I want to do that. I might just want to move and attack and just take the range penalty.
120, okay.
Oh, wait, how long? How far away?
It's 120. 120 for translocate.
Oh, no. I mean, how far? Do we know how far away we are from the guy?
Oh, from that.
Over 200.
Yeah.
We are at, I'll get it right here.
340
from Kezra, or 350 from Kezra.
Okay, so I take a -2 penalty for each range increment away.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
So.
Does he have a short bow?
Composite longbow.
No, he has a longbow.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So the range is 100 feet. So I think I'm going to move forward 35 feet, and then I think that'd make it only within. No, I think it'd still be 3 range increments, which is fine. And then I'll just take a pot shot.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really might as well.
Oh, wait. I kind of select the character.
Okay, so I'm not able to give you control, so I will just... You tell me what you're doing, and I will just do it.
Move forward 35 feet closer to the baddie.
Okay. 35... 35 is there.
Okay.
And then
I'm just gonna take the, I'm gonna take the -6. I mean, only a nat 20 would hit it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah, 8. It was on that at 20 and rolled to the 8. Oh well. All right. Well, that's its turn. That's my turn.
Okay. Oakwood.
Okay. So I'm doing this just because I have it selected right now. But Vimir is going to move up his complement of moves, which is 80 feet.
Okay.
For that. Oh, I love Foundry. Just being able to do that.
Yep. Just a little tip. If you take the measuring tool, and then you push your, and then you measure out, and then hit space, it'll just drag your token there. So
yeah. And Elkwood, I will say he did hunt prey on this thing before. Like we had time to focus on this.
Yeah.
So he's going to take 2 actions to move up. Oh my God! Just on fucking longbow.
Take
the shot. how high do I have to angle this?
You know, the 45 degrees is always the farthest you can get.
32 to hit.
Nope.
Yeah, I thought so.
Wow.
I mean, that was a 10 on the die, too, so plus.
All right.
I mean, also, I mean, what is it? Because Hunt Prey, I get, since 100 feet is the longbow, Hunt Prey doubles it. But I'm still, like, out of the range increment.
Oh, jeez.
Like,
wow. Okay.
Again, Jake, you did this.
No, you guys did because you left. Kezra.
Kezra will move forward. My speed. 25 feet. Do that. Or actually, he will cast Haste on himself.
Okay.
So I'm casting Haste. And I will move twice. Let me make this a little easier on myself.
Do the click and drag, baby.
Click and drag, or click and double, right click, right?
It's space.
Space.
Yep. Oh, right. So 50. All right. So yeah, I cast haste and I move up, and twice.
Okay. Benson.
All Benson can really do is use all his movement.
Okay.
That is it.
Okay.
Wait, did I not move?
Don't think you did. You just moving up?
Yeah, I think 60.
Yeah, so if you take the ruler, do that, and then just out to 60, and then hit space. There you go.
Oh, shit, look at him. We're neck and neck.
Charge!
Right. I had the Karna in the initiative. Is that just going on your turn, though, yeah. Tim?
It's on Tim's turn.
Okay.
Because he has to sustain it.
All right. I will...
Oh, yeah. Do you have to sustain him?
Yes, the summon. You gotta sustain him every round.
Unfortunate.
Okay, I'll just remove it, Tim. Just make sure to keep track of...
Yep, I will.
So, okay. The Intralector looks at you all hungrily and begins stepping towards you.
Oh, okay.
It's slow.
Let's see that.
I mean, it's just initiative wise. It went first.
Yeah, it went first. I got a 43.
Oh my god. 43 is slow.
Okay. Let me see.
I'm just waiting for his... What's his speed? 200?
That's actually got a speed of 40, which is ridiculous.
Still can't reach us yet. I mean, yeah, he's got those cybernetic legs.
Yes. Come to me. I wish to have your insides.
Cool.
Gnarly. And it's going to stand in between two of the pits.
Oh, God.
And that'll be its turn. Grimshaw.
Okay, so now that I have my speed boost, I can move 100 feet.
Jesus.
So I might do this by chunks of 50. All right, so I can get up to Kesra with one chunk. Zoop. Then I need to measure out another 50.
You're attached by it. Do you want me to move you?
I mean, I just want to make sure I get the measurements right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's exacting it. It's fine.
Yeah.
He's got this.
If I'm off by, like, 5 feet, I apologize.
All right.
It's very hard. So that's 2. I sustain at the last. So that means I can move 35 feet with the Karna. Okay, right there. So... Oh, you gotta move. Yeah, you see where I have the.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
And we'll move it there.
Okay. I think. How far away do you think I am?
From it now?
Yeah. Because it moved like a good bit.
It is. 165.
Okay, so I get a -2 on this. So
just a -2.
Just a -2. Which I think I could only hit on a nat 20, judging by my to hit.
Hey, get that nat 20.
Yeah, right. It's basically I get like a full attack bonus for free. Yeah, that's a miss.
Okay. After that, Elkwood.
Oh god, it's already. I'm trying to measure it, and it's like so zoomed out. I'm trying to like.
You're trying to measure to it. There's gonna be 220.
So just right out of the range increment. Well, I mean, he'll just move 20 feet, 25 feet. Here, there, and then he's going to take 2 actions to do a hunter's aim on this thing. God.
35. That's
a hit. Okay. Okay.
Knock him down.
We'll see what happens here. Let's see. Damage. Let's go. I don't feel like doing simple math here. 36 points of damage. 5 of it is fire. 6 of it is electricity.
Okay, so... Yeah. Goes through all that kind of stuff. All right, so you said how much?
36 damage.
36.
Solid hit.
Whew. Yeah, and Vamir is going to just kind of drift off on this side.
Boop. Yeah. Vamir goes coasting off to the east a little bit.
Yeah. Honestly, I was just thinking, I was like, Vamir, rip open those cages.
Get those people out of there.
No, don't eat them.
Stop it. Kezzer.
Drop it.
So Kezzer's in the back right now. He's the farthest one back. From the back, you hear.
I'll hold him off. Get your asses in there.
And you hear this, like, Benson, you're the closest to me, and you hear this crackling of lightning, and then, like, this explosion of energy, and then you see this shadow fly over you guys of a dragon. As Kezra morphs into a large blue dragon.
Wait, Kezra does?
Yeah.
Kezra.
Dragon form, baby.
Finally uses dragon form. Harkening back to his dream where he was flying around as a dragon.
Yes!
Yep. Kezra turns into a large dragon. I am hasted, and I will fly 150 feet towards him and 25 feet in the air.
Okay.
Huge dick just flapping in the breeze.
Just hanging so, out.
If you want to make me bigger, I don't know if you can.
I don't know if I can either. I'll do that in a second, but I'll say this. Kezra's form seems to have what appears to be small devil horns sticking out of his head.
Oh, he's badass looking.
That's fucking cool.
Not worrying about the connotations of that right now. That's cool.
So Kezra,
just fucking metal, let's go.
Let's go.
So I fly, like, I'm more than halfway to him at this point. Wow. 25 feet up, giant blue ass dragon.
Okay,
an ass dragon. Yes.
An ass dragon. Blue ass dragon.
Juicy is spelled in its scales in a slight off color. It's normal scale color.
Man, I've been waiting for this combat.
Wow.
Pick him up. Seismic toss. Let's do it.
Yes. That means you do your level and damage, which actually is terrible. So
yeah, it really
don't
is.
Use seismic toss.
I made you bigger, by the way.
Oh, what?
No. I can make you bigger, actually. Hold on.
Enlarge. So just enlarge me. Put the enlarge condition.
Oh, yeah. Just do that.
Oh, well, I was actually changing your token because. Okay. Yeah, I can do that. I totally forgot that enlarge.
So, dragon form is awesome. I get 18 plus my level in for AC. I get 10 temporary hit points, 40 foot land speed, 100 foot fly speed. I also have a burrow speed.
Yep.
I get resistance 5 to spells.
Whoa.
Because the way the new work is, they can choose an arcane, an occult, a mental, or a primal dragon. So I'm choosing an arcane dragon, which gets the arcane resistance. And I also have a dragon breath. Obviously.
Very cool.
And I do both fuck loads of damage on my attacks.
Okay. Me and you have stone skin. He's a fucking dragon, and that's an Elkwood. We can do this.
Yeah, as long as I get to stay 200 feet away, I can still hit him.
Yep.
So, sorry.
Okay. Dragon flies up into the air. All right, Benson, it is your turn.
So, my plan...
I just hit the mic, my bad.
Okay.
That's all.
So my plan, I have an adamantine weapon.
Yeah.
These are iron bars.
Oh.
I can break the bars.
Yeah, easily.
Unless, Jake, if I look at them, are they like a fucking foot wide bars?
We're really far away. I feel like that's an evaluation we'll have to make when we get close.
Yeah, I'll say this. You can see that there is a locking mechanism on them.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm sure you could get probably break it up.
So yeah, you could.
These are above ground cages or below ground? These are pits, right?
Yeah, they're pits.
That's why they're filling up with water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I mean, as long as they could float, they could climb out. It's just a matter of making sure that the mechanisms are open.
Also, very hard to swim in aerated, rushing water.
Yes.
Oh yeah, it is.
Yep.
And also with bodies around you.
It's still gonna take me at least two more rounds to even get to the first fucking cage.
Yeah.
So, we're gonna try.
Oh, I'm big now.
The map's so big I can't see the numbers.
I know. That's all. Like, I was trying to zoom in. I'm like, oh god.
All right, what are you trying to measure?
I just need to, I'm running to this towards this corner of the cage, and I have 60 feet of movement for my entire turn.
Okay.
I have my cloak, but I'm trying to save that right now until it's like, I might need to teleport to a cage to break a lock, you know?
Yeah. So, all right, I moved you 60 feet, so
Thank
you're 60
you.
Feet closer.
Riveting, right?
Okay.
Big Kezra.
Some things happen. It is the Interlector's turn. The Interlector looks at the dragon in the sky and just says, "Dragon flesh. Oh, how I've desired to feast.
and own some myself.
And it seems to, in a oddly sensual way, moan at the idea of it.
I don't like that.
It's just...
Grimshaw, your turn.
Oh, all right, God. Let's mark out another 100 feet so I can get right there.
I just love it.
That's where keep my eyes focused on that square. There's a massive map. All right,
yeah,
so that's
it's
my
fucking huge.
First action. Ah, okay. I'm almost caught up to Kezra, who moves 100 feet. okay.
In one action.
In one act, yeah.
Oh, get fucked.
That's like right next to Kezra, kind of, because Kezra's in the sky.
I use three actions to go 60 feet.
I know. That's my turn, and then my last to sustain, so 35. And I have to keep track of the round. I'm assuming at like round 7 or so is when my Karna is going to disappear.
Is he going on fire again?
I had like a little bit of time before. Mm. Wait, I should. Sorry. Is this another? No, I want to move you. Why are you?
Why are you?
Oh,
fighting?
I can't move the Karna.
Oh, right.
I'm trying to move
sorry,
the,
sorry.
Yeah, just 35 feet.
35
so, like,
feet, sorry.
Right there.
Yeah, I realized that I told you I'll do it, and then I forgot.
we got a fucking Celestial Sniper on our side.
All right, I think, I think I'm finally in range, maybe?
In range to, for the Karna? Let me see.
Might be just out of range.
It's at 130.
Ugh, okay, yeah, literally just out. One just more out. Move action would get me in range, but I'm just going to go ahead and just keep... I'm gonna keep
roll that 20.
Roll that 20. All I need is a nat 20. That's it. Just a nat 20. 15 on the die, so I'll miss.
Okay.
And I mean, it's a nice scroll, but it kind of sucks because your hit's so low.
What's his plus?
It's plus. Where is that? Like 14.
Yeah, remember, yeah, it's a fourth level, right?
Yeah, the scroll's not gonna get any more useful throughout the campaign.
Yeah. Exactly.
Use it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
What if I hit, it's holy damage.
Oh, that's true.
Yes. Elkwood.
Okay. So Elkwood, he is going to command Vamir to go to the nearest cage. Like, he's trying to tell him to go to a wide berth around.
Okay.
Because, I mean, he would. I mean, he's strong as shit. But the locking mechanism, sorry, I'm trying to, like, again.
Use your beak.
I mean, listen, this thing...
It's a large bird.
Do it!
All right, so he'll go up closer to this one. And Elk is going to take one move action closer. Oh my god, I can barely see. And last action, fire at him again.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Kezra, it's your turn.
So you see Kezra, Dragon Kezra. He will fly all the way to the other side of him. So he's going to fly another 10 feet higher. So he's going to be up 35 feet.
Okay.
And he's going to fly right there. So he's going to fly over his head, behind him, towards the middle. And as he goes by, unleashes a gout of light. So you see the dragon just like melting the battlefield. Like you do, you see a fucking Game of Thrones, just a giant streak of lightning going
metal
straight through
shit.
Him as I fly over.
Oh my god.
So roll a reflex save.
Okay. As you fly over him, I want you to first make a will save.
Oh,
even 35 feet away?
So if you're
I flew up another 10, so now I'm at 35 feet.
Okay.
God, that was a good choice. so reflex.
Yes.
How about a 72?
This breath has a 100-foot range, so...
It's actually 135.
this thing... 28.
Fail. Ooh, 34 damage. 34 lightning
Let's
damage.
Let's fucking go, Cal. Yes. Let's fucking go.
Okay. Alright. That was your turn there?
That was two actions of movement. Yes.
Okay, got it.
And then... Two actions for the breath.
Okay. Oh, you're hasted.
I'm hasted, bitch.
So
dirty.
Is your breath on like a recharge now?
1d4, like a traditional dragon.
Yeah.
Okay.
One.
Ooh.
One round.
Nice. So, Sir Benson.
Get me 60 feet closer.
60 feet closer.
Yeah,
are you going to the south or the east cage?
South cage. Literally the closest cage.
Okay. So 60 feet gets you there, buddy.
Man, this must have been what it was like being an Oakwood last episode. It's not able to do anything.
Not able to do much.
Hey, at least you're able to control where you're going.
That's true.
So round three comes.
Oh, jeez.
And what you see coming out from the back...
Oh, yeah.
...is two figures. They're way out there, so don't bother, like, looking.
Going to anyway.
I mean, you can. You see a poisoner.
The poisoner.
And you also see this figure.
Oh!
Oh, man, he's got a fucking bow!
It is a gnoll.
Oh, no.
This female gnoll has scars across her eyes, and she has a symbol of the Scarlet Triad on her shoulder pauldron.
Yeah.
And she comes stepping out, and she goes, "Ruined everything for me. I, Laslin, was going to own everything.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
my
instead,
God.
I will restart. This is nothing but an expense for the Scarlet Triad, you fools. I'll see you guys next time."
Yes!
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Laslin, finally!
Oh, my God.
Finally!
A Nulls.
Wow.
I will get you.
Hey everybody, Jake the GM here. Want to come to you for some more Misty Mountain Gaming stuff that I know you guys are going to love. They have a new thing out that is Cyberlink Dice. We play a lot of D&D or fantasy-inspired games, but we are huge fans of the cyberpunk systems and games out there. And these are perfect for your cyberpunk games. Go ahead and check them out at mistymountaingaming.com and make sure to use Dragon Punch Squad at checkout to get an extra 10% off your entire order. See you in the next episode.